إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him. We seek His assistance and we ask for His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from our evil souls and our bad deeds. Verily, whomever Allah guides to Islam, no one can lead astray. And whomever Allah allows to go astray because they do not want any guidance, then no one can guide. And I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. All you who believe, have taqwa of Allah the way He deserves it. And do not die except as Muslims, submitting to Allah. O mankind, fear your Lord, who created you from a single soul, and from Him created His partner, and from them dispersed many men and women upon earth. And fear Allah, to whom you demand your mutual rights, and reverence the wombs that bore you. Verily Allah ever watches over you. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and say a good word. He will help you establish good deeds, and He will forgive you your sins, and whomever obeys Allah and His Messenger has attained the greatest success. As to what follows, verily the most truthful speech is the Book of Allah, and the best guidance and way of life is that of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the worst of affairs are the ones that we introduce into this religion of ours, because every newly introduced matter is an innovation, and every innovation will lead us astray, and if we are astray, we'll be going to the fire. This is how the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to begin his khutbahs. So if you hear me say this every week, don't wonder why. Brothers in Islam, the world that we are living in today is suffering from many problems. These problems can actually be labeled as diseases. A disease. We have the disease of poverty. And we have the disease of oppression. And we have the disease of adultery and fornication which lead to sexual diseases. We have the disease of lying. We have the disease of murdering. We have the disease of alcoholism and drugs. We have the disease of people loving the world, loving power and dominance, and being obsessed with the worldly material. And bigger than all of that, and the biggest problem of all, is that we have the disease people, the human beings, being ignorant about their Lord. The human beings being ignorant about their Lord. Now, when we say there's a disease, the first question that comes to mind is there a cure? Are there any cures for these diseases? We learn from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and a hadith which was narrated by Imam Ahmad, authentic narration on the authority of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, that he said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أنزل الله من داء إلا قد أنزل له شفاء علمه من علمه وجهله من جهله. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, there isn't a single disease that Allah has sent down except that He sent down a cure for it. Those who know it know it, and those who do not know it do not know it. So there is a cure. But the question now, what is the cure? And how to apply it? And I will ask you a rhetorical question, which means a question that does not need to be answered because the answer is known to everyone. Is the cure in Hinduism? Is it in secularism? Is it in Buddhism? Is it in Judaism? Is it in Christianity? Is this the cure? If we were to look into these ideologies and religions, we will find that many of them, most of them are man-made, and those that initially were God revealed, like Judaism and Christianity, have actually been distorted away from the true divine revelation. And what we find is the teachings of men who injected their philosophies into the God revealed divine message. So now these are the same people that are spreading the corruption upon earth, because they no longer have the divine revelation. So what is the cure then? The cure is the reason why me and you are here. And the cure is that which made me and you brothers in faith and brought us to this place. The cure is Islam. The one that Allah Azza wa Jal said about in the Quran, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Verily the religion in the sight of Allah is Islam. Why? Why though? You may say, why is it Islam and nothing else? Because of one reason that is very common to everyone. Allah is the creator of the creation. And no one knows the creation more than the creator. And we agree that Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed this religion and has preserved it. Furthermore, we know that Allah is the most wise. And what is wisdom? Wisdom is putting things in their proper place. Meaning, in other words, perfect choice which results in perfect outcome. Doing the exact correct thing, that's wisdom. And Allah is the most wise. Because of that, no one knows the creation more than Allah. No one knows the product better than the manufacturer. So no one knows the creation of Allah better than Allah. So Islam is the cure. I will give you some of the cures from Islam to some of the diseases that I mentioned earlier. But keep in mind that this is only a selected few. The actual cures are too many evidences to enumerate on this minbar. If you want to know the disease, the cure for the disease of poverty, then look into the Islamic system of zakat and sadaqah, where those whom Allah has bestowed His favors upon financially are obliged to share that money with those who are less fortunate. This is in terms of obligation. Then you have the voluntary charity, the sadaqah, which the Muslims are highly recommended to give. There was a time among the Muslims during the Khilafah of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, may Allah have mercy on him, where they were not able to find a single poor Muslim to get the zakah. Not even one to get the zakah, because everyone was doing their job. This is the cure for the disease of poverty. If you want a cure for the disease of oppression, then know that Allah Azza wa Jal says in a hadith Qudsi, which was narrated by Bukhari on the authority of Ibn Umar, that Allah Azza wa Jal said, Ya ibadi, inni harramtu al-dhulma ala nafsi, wa ja'altahu baynakum muharrama, fala tazalamu. Allah says in a hadith, hadith Qudsi, "O my servants, I have made oppression forbidden upon myself, and I have made it forbidden upon you, so do not oppress one another." So in Islam, the Muslim is not oppressed. The non-Muslim is not oppressed either. Even the animals are not oppressed in Islam. And this is the only way where we can free ourselves from the disease of oppression. If you want a cure for the disease of adultery and fornication, which lead to all these diseases that we have in this day and time, then know that Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا, and do not approach illegal sex. Do not come close to it. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised the young man, those of you who are able to get married, get married. It is better for you, and it will protect you from fornication. No boyfriend or girlfriend in Islam. No children before marriage in Islam. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no man and woman should be in seclusion in one room. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been revealed by Allah, revealed to him in the Quran, to command the believers to lower their gaze. We were commanded to lower the gaze, and the women were commanded to cover themselves. Why? So we will not have the problems that they are having in the West today. So this disease of adultery and fornication, which is one of the most grave crimes the son of Adam may commit, like the animals, to be stopped. So Allah Azza wa Jal gave us this deen, so we could protect ourselves from this evil path. If you want to know the cure for alcoholism and drugs, then know that Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا. Do not kill yourselves. Verily Allah is merciful to you. And we know that drugs and alcohol kill. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا ضَرَرَ وَلَا ضِرَرَ. There shall be no harm and no reciprocation of harm. Meaning no harm caused. And if you want to know the clear evidence about the prohibition of alcohol, then know that Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجْسٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. All you who believe, verily, intoxicants, all kinds of intoxicants, and gambling, and ansab and aslam, these were arrows they used to use back in Jahiliyyah for luck and making decisions, are all the abomination of the work, the handiwork of the shaitan. So avoid it all strictly, perhaps you may attain success. In the United States, they try to prohibit the people from drinking. They try to make a law where the people will no longer kill each other in the streets, on the freeways, because everybody's driving around under the influence of alcohol. And they were not able to stop. And the people continue to drink because they're trying to solve the problems with other than the legislation of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that will never work. If you want to know the cure for murder, then know that Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. And do not kill the soul that Allah has made forbidden except with a just cause. So Islam prohibits the killing of innocent souls. And what is being done today in the name of Islam, from people going to a bus or a train station or a building and blowing people up in the name of Islam, is something that is Islamically prohibited, because this is the killing of soul that is forbidden to be killed. As jihad is on the battlefield and not to be done to innocent people who are working. And people have a misconception about that. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَا يَزَالُ الْمُؤْمِنُ فِي فَسْحَةٍ مِّنْ دِينِهِ مَا لَمْ يُصِبْ دَمًا حَرَامًا. The believer will remain within the margins of his religion as long as he does not spill any blood illegally. So the killing of people is Islamically prohibited. If you want to know the cure for lying, then know that Allah Azza wa Jal says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. All you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and be among the truthful ones. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that the person will continue to say the truth until he is written as the truthful with Allah, and truthfulness leads to paradise. And the person will continue to lie until he is written as a liar with Allah, and lying leads to the hellfire. If you want to know the cure for the love for power and love of power and dominance and being obsessed with this worldly matter and worldly life, then know that Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَتِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ نَجْعَلَهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًّا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And that home in the hereafter, paradise, we shall assign it only to those who do not reject the truth with pride and oppression in the land, and do not cause mischief by committing crimes, and really the good end is for the pious people. And finally, my brothers, if you want to know the cure for the biggest problem that the human beings suffer from, which is them being ignorant about their Lord, then know that the religion of Islam is all about the Lord. It's all about Allah, loving Allah, worshipping Allah, submitting to Allah, obeying Allah, becoming knowledgeable of Allah, calling to Allah, calling Allah and calling the people to Allah. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنِّي لَكُمْ مِنْهُ نَذِيرٌ مُّبِينٌ وَلَا تَجْعَلُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ إِنِّي لَكُمْ مِنْهُ نَذِيرٌ مُّبِينٌ. So escape to Allah. So flee to Allah. So run to Allah. Verily I am from Him a clear warrior to you. And do not make other gods with Allah. Verily I am from Him to you a clear warner. Brothers in Islam, this is the cure. Those who know it, know it. And those who don't know it, don't know it. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Now that we have the cure and we know the cure for the problems of the world, one of you may ask, brother, Islam is here and the diseases are still here. You said Islam is the cure and we see Islam on earth, but we still see the diseases. Why? I'll tell you why. Because Allah Azza wa Jal has selected a few number of His servants to be among the followers of Islam. See, Islam is suitable for everyone, but not everyone is suitable for Islam. Islam is suitable for everyone, but not everyone is suitable for Islam. Some people have been meant to be among the wicked and the wretched and the inhabitants of the hellfire. So the reason why we still have these diseases, because not everyone will accept Islam and not everyone will implement Islam. But we praise Allah Azza wa Jal for making us among the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we praise Him for making us among the Muslims. And if we are among the Muslims and Islam, then we are among the cure. We are the cure. We are the cure to the people. But there's a problem. There's a problem that we have. Is that we need to cure ourselves with Islam before we cure the people with Islam. The problem that is greater than everything that I've mentioned to you before is the fact that some Muslims have failed to recognize that Islam is the cure. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب اصرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم اجعلنا من المحسنين واجعلنا من المتقين واجعلنا من الصالحين واغفر لنا ولجميع المسلمين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يتبع الكتاب والسنة. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يتبع الكتاب والسنة. اللهم اجعلنا شفاء للناس واشفنا بالقرآن والسنة يا رب العالمين. اللهم احسن خاتمتنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم توفنا مع الأبرار يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارحمنا برحمتك يا رب العالمين. اللهم وفقنا لما تحبه وترضاه من القول والعمل. وأصلح شؤون المسلمين في كل مكان واجمعنا في دار كرامتك يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. والحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Is to close the gaps. Do not leave any gaps for the shaitan. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
العصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
التحيات لله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.